Springfield Armory Oral History Interview with Terry Corshane, Corchesne, conducted April 20, 1988 at Newport Richey, Florida, by Richard A. Schreiber, Ph.D., West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia.
So what do I...
Let me see if things are going right, and they are. Tell me your name.
I'm Terry Ramsey Corshane, and I worked at the Armory for 5 years during World War II and Korean War. And I guess I was one of the first girls that they put up on the brooches, when they put women on brooches. And
so you were a machine operator.
And I was a machine operator.
I'm not sure what a brooch is.
Well, it's one of the biggest machine that they had, and they had two cutters coming down one.
Yeah.
And then we used to put the piece in there, and it would swing like that. It was a dangerous, but then when you're young, you don't see anything.
That's right.
You're not scared of anything. And so I worked on that, and I worked on all kinds. But my first job was on the bench doing the filing.
What particular piece or
all
component?
Small pieces.
Small pieces.
Yes. And then I worked on the, then I went from there to the Kingsbury machine.
And what's that?
That's a big machine, another machine that you used to put pieces, it would swing, then you kept feeding it, you know. And from then, I came. I got through when I got married in '44, and then I came back and I worked there again. I got back in the Armory, and I was an inspector. I went for inspection, and I worked in 104, 103, and 39. There was a little building across the street.
Yeah.
And that. And the day they gave me my 5-year pin, that's the day they told me that it was, then the girls were getting out and they were going to phase out. So
have the guys back then
yes,
from the war.
Yes, and but this wasn't during the Korean War. I mean, then that's just before they were phasing out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by that time I had accumulated 5 years. And then I got through.
On your Kingsbury machine, what component of what weapon did you make? Do you remember?
I couldn't remember. I wouldn't be able to. But it was all small component.
Yeah.
It wasn't the barrel, and but it was all the small pieces. I remember that much.
Was it for the M1?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the brooch.
And the brooch was the same thing, but it was a larger piece, you know, that
this,
you had to cut the steel.
Like the receiver
or
something.
Yeah, but I didn't work on the receiver too much because that was more of a man's job. But I mean, we were just starting, you know, to work on those big brooches.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting. I mean, it was something that, like I said, when you're young, you're not, you know, you're more capable to handle all those machine and all
well,
that.
Well, up until those years, people thought women belonged in the kitchen.
Yes, I guess so.
And then your generation changed that
changed
forever.
Everything, I guess so.
Well, what was it like to work in a factory? Had you ever...
I was just out of school.
Just out of school.
And it was quite a challenge because I was away from home. I'm from New Hampshire, and we moved. My sister and I went there to Massachusetts to get work because it was kind of the only way we could get work, I guess, and during those days.
And what year did you start?
In 42.
42. Okay, yeah. So right after Pearl Harbor. So.
And right after Pearl Harbor, and then it was. You know, then my parents moved up after we started to work and everything. And it was really nice. It was, it was different. It was a challenge. And everyone was so nice to work with. So we enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah. Did your sister work there too?
Oh, yes. She worked at the Armory with us, with me. And, oh, yes. We met nice friends there also.
Good. Good. What was it like being the first women in the plant, in the armory?
Well, it wasn't the first woman in the plant. It was the first one on the broaches.
Okay.
That was the machine, I guess, that was supposed to be a man's job, but
yes.
I guess the men were all gone, so, I mean, they had to use women.
And before that, the women were doing the filing jobs?
The filing jobs, the small work and all that. I mean, things that I guess they thought we could handle until they start putting us on machinery and mm-hmm. all that. And then the milling machine, mm-hmm. I guess I worked on that also. I did quite a bit on the little... But I really enjoyed it. I mean, I guess I wouldn't give up that time because it was an experience.
Sure.
And
sure.
Something that you can look back on.
What was the most interesting or exciting part of that experience?
If I told you, I met my husband.
You met your husband, all right.
I think that was one of the most exciting parts.
How did you meet him at work?
Well, I met him in Allenville, next little place, True Friends, and then he was working in the armory also, so it made it really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went in the service, though, but still, I kept on working at the armory mm-hmm. until we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was really very interesting. I mean, it's really something you can't explain. I mean, it's just part of your life, and
mm-hmm.
we just stepped in when the boys were going and did what we could. But the armory was really nice. I mean, of course, Paul worked there quite a while, and when it really closed, it was really quite something because, I mean, it was our life, our mm-hmm. livelihood, you know.
Yeah.
And... But things always work out one way or the other.
Right.
But the armory was really a nice place to work.
What were some of the things that made it a nice place to work?
Well, it was pleasant, but like I said, I had never worked before, so I didn't know what to expect or mm-hmm. anything. And it was the friend, the people,
mm-hmm.
and everybody were willing to work together.
Everybody
I mean,
together
they weren't anybody pulling one way and you pulling the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a real pleasant place, as far as I remember.
Do you suppose that was because of the war?
I think
and everyone more wanting
or less,
to contribute
more or
to
less,
that.
It was during the war, and everybody knew that we all had to do our share.
Right.
And all the boys were gone, so they were doing their share. So I'm talking as a woman, and mm-hmm. of course there was some men that were left there, and they were very, they didn't hold it, you know, oh, she's a woman, she can't do this work. They really worked nice with us. I mean,
so you were a human being and
yes,
not just a woman.
Yes, we weren't just a woman. That's the way I felt anyway.
Yes, okay.
And, yes, because, I mean, we were. We did our share, but yet we didn't depend on, you know, the man say, oh, I'm a woman, I can't live or anything. Then mm-hmm. we were doing all our share.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's not much I can say, but those few words, but I mean...
Well, I have some more things to ask you then.
Okay.
Did any of the women that you know of experience any discrimination of any kind? Or harassment?
No, I really, not that I know of. No doubt there might have been.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everywhere you work, I mean, there's always one or two exceptions.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, I mean, the group where I was working, we all worked together very
mm-hmm.
nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I can't say that. Not, like I said, I can't speak for everyone.
No, I understand.
But, just as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we hear a lot these days about sexual harassment.
Yeah, more so, I think.
Yeah.
More so.
There was none of that that you recall.
No. Do you think that maybe it's because that now the women are really going higher in places? I mean, like they're lawyers and doctors and things like that. And that's where it would be more so because, I hate to say, but the men feel more, what is the word I want to use, that not jeopardized, that they're
all threatened.
Threatened, that's okay. The word I yes. wanted to use. Threatened that, you know, of course, I mean, they can do the work as well as I can. Mm-hmm. And that's something new, you know, mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. But sooner or later, they'll accept it. And they'll do the same as we did when we were
yes.
working.
Yes.
Progress always takes time.
Uh-huh. What about the restroom facilities for a lot of women when they went into an all-male or mostly male plant before?
Yes. No, that we had our own section, and it was really well kept.
Yeah?
Yes. And, I mean, it was clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything to say against anything.
No problems at all.
No
problems.
That's
good.
No,
good.
Really, I mean, everyone was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I have good memories about the Army, so I can't say one way or the other that I wasn't happy or anything. But like I said, I didn't know anything else.
Right.
I was just out of school.
You were young.
And I was young, and I was able to do the work.
Yes.
And so maybe that's why, too. I mean, if I had been older, maybe now I wouldn't be able to hold up my hand like I did when I was younger.
Yes. You know? Well, I discovered last Christmas that my fiancé's mother worked in a plant in Chicago and worked on the M1 carbine.
Oh,
the small
see.
One.
Oh, see.
And she didn't know anything about it. She'd forgotten and was surprised I was doing these kinds of interviews.
See how things are. Well, I know that when I came back, the first time I was hired, of course, that was, I think it was, when I got hired.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was that they used to take us and hire us, go there, fill up the paper and wait and all this and that. But the second time, we had to fill out the paper at the same time, the same thing and all that. But then they'd take the gun and they'd make you take it apart and see if you knew about it. And in those days, of course, I had worked on all the small pieces.
Right.
So I was able to, I know just where the little pieces went and all that. But it was something nice. I mean, it was something that, of course, I had worked there, so I knew more
you
about
had
it
a head
than
start.
The
yes.
others. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But it was nice.
Nice. How many women, or what percentage of everybody who worked there was women?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even dare. I'd say a good 75%. It was
so more than half.
I mean, more than half. When I, like
when
I said,
were,
when the boys
right.
the first time,
right.
when the boys were gone, the second time, well, then that was different because everyone that were in the Second World War were working back,
right.
had come back, and then there wasn't quite as many
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the younger fellas, our children had taken the. Had gone to the war
right.
then, you know.
Yeah.
And the fathers were back at work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. I understand that during the war, they worked three shifts a day.
Oh, yes.
Did you stay all one shift, or did you change shifts? Where did that go?
No, I worked on a 3-to-11 shift. I used to enjoy it.
Was that your choice?
Yes. I mean, of course, I guess. I might have ended up on that even if it hadn't been my choice because they did rotate.
Yeah.
But I never went on that 11-to-7 shift. I mean, which was a good thing because I don't think I could have taken that shift because I'm an early bird.
Yeah.
And but I worked during the day, and of course the 3-11 to 11 shift, which I preferred because I had my part of my day and
that's right.
Then I'd come home and. In the evening.
When I was in the Army, I worked that 4-to-midnight shift, and that was nice. I used to enjoy that.
Yes, you have your full night's sleep, and
that's
plus
right.
you have part of the day that you can do whatever you have to do. Yeah.
In a lot of cities these days, there's even morning bowling leagues for people who work afternoons.
Yeah.
Right.
Very, yeah, yes. They do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you get paid extra for working that shift?
Yes, yes. I don't know how much it was. Of course, when I got through there, my pay was $6.40 an hour. I mean, $6.40 a day.
$6.40 a day.
Not an hour, a day. So it's quite a long time. I never forgot that, because now when they make $6.40 an hour, they figured, my goodness, they're not getting anything, you know?
That's right.
And of course, you can't compare the cost of living.
Oh, a lot of changes, of course.
But that's what I was making.
$6.40 a day. What did you make when you started? Do you remember that?
I don't think it was more than $3 something.
$3 something a day.
$3 something a day.
Yeah.
If I was making that, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to. I had all my papers I had kept, but I finally figured after all these 40 years, it's time to get rid of those, you know,
right.
Make room for something else.
Every time I move, I throw something big away, yes.
Well, that's what we do also, and that's why we don't keep too much. But the paper, those were things I kept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, outside of that.
What about social activities? What kinds of things were there? Parties or?
Oh, yes. And we always seemed to enjoy when make parties for somebody's birthday. There was always, at that age, there was always one getting married. So,
sure.
So we'd always get together and it was nice. I mean, meeting. And then they used to have midnight shows too for people that worked. We used to go to the movie after work.
So you'd get off at 11 and go to the movie.
Yes, for 12 and come home. So outside. But you didn't mind going out in those days at that time. Now you wouldn't dare do that.
Not in Springfield or even here, I suppose.
Over here, less here. Although Springfield's pretty bad. But down here, I mean, every day is terrible on mm-hmm. on the radio or the TV.
Yeah.
So.
So there were parties when girls got married.
Yes.
Birthday parties. Were they at the armory?
Or no.
After work, you went out.
Yes. Yes. Not at the armory. No, we used to do our work, and then after that we might go up for lunch. Mm-hmm. On somebody, but it was always on our own time. I mm-hmm. mean, we didn't. No, we were busy, and more or less, we were all on piecework.
Oh yeah.
Yes, there was a lot of piecework.
Was piecework good for the workers?
Well, you really had to work, you know. But in those days, it was good money.
Yeah.
So I mean, there was nothing that we complained about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
would you rather have worked on piecework or straight salary?
Well, piecework in those days, because, I mean, like I said, I was young, and we worked faster.
Yes.
And we made the few extra dollars we made, it came out, you know, mm-hmm. to our advantage, naturally. Mm-hmm. Yes. But there were some jobs you couldn't make it, I mean, you know, because it's, I don't know if some jobs were harder than the others.
Yes.
I mean, it's like that anywhere else now,
sure.
Even now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you ever meet John Garand?
No, I never met him.
Never met him?
No.
How about any of the other VIPs of the day?
No, I can't remember. I mean, we heard their names and all that, but I mean, mm-hmm. I knew they were around. I can remember, his name was Ramsey, Colonel Ramsey. Was it Colonel Ramsey? And I remember him because my name was Ramsey, so I couldn't forget that. But outside of that, I mean, we'd see their pictures in the paper and all that, but never met them.
Never met them. Were there any VIPs? Did the president come? I talked to one man who said he worked on an M1 rifle, number 1,000,000, mm-hmm. that was given to President Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything to do with any projects like that?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I might have worked on the pieces, but I wouldn't. I didn't know anything about it.
They didn't tell you.
They didn't tell me anything about it.
Okay. Let me look at my notes here and see. Special projects, hours pay. What about benefits? Time off and
oh yes, we have so many days off a month.
How many was that? Do you recall?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to say. And then we had sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's been so long that I wouldn't be able to remember the. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
how about the names of your supervisors and other people you worked with?
That is very vague, because I was trying to think of them, and I couldn't even. Mr. Donovan. That's right. I mentioned them yesterday, but the others, and Bueno, Armin Bueno.
M-S-O.
M-O-I-N-E-A-U.
M-O-I-N-E-A-U.
Yes, okay. he was, as a matter of fact, that's how I met Paul. I met through him.
No wonder you remember his name.
Yes, and he was very nice. He and his wife became very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And the others, I mean, I worked for quite a few, but like I said, now... They're all...
The names are gone.
No, I could remember their faces, but I wouldn't remember their names.
Okay.
But that's...
If I understand correctly, you worked there during World War II and then again during the Korean War.
Yes.
And there were more women during the war than there were during Korea.
Yes, I think so, because, like I said, all the boys were back,
mm-hmm.
and by that time it was all our sons that were getting ready to go, and so more men were then
mm-hmm.
working there than mm-hmm. there were during the, although there was quite a few left during the war too, then couldn't go for some reason, but I think that there were more men.
Yeah. Now, during the second time, during the Korean War, did you work on the brooch machine?
No.
What did you do then?
No, I was inspecting that.
You told me that, and I forgot.
I
what did you inspect, and how did you do that?
Oh, they had gauges, and we just sat there and gauged the pieces to see if they... And they were allowed so
many thousands.
Thousands, one way or the other, you know. And we used to inspect pieces, boxes after boxes.
Mm. They get kind of boring?
Well, it was work, and I don't think I got bored, really.
Oh.
No, I never do get bored with anything anyway.
That's good.
I always find something.
Mm-hmm. Now, all these pieces that you were measuring, were they for M1s again?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So you're an M1 specialist.
I'm not a specialist, but I just had a little part in it that I enjoyed working on. Yes.
Okay. Did you notice a difference in the people's morale and the way they worked together between World War II and Korea? Was there the same spirit the second time?
Well, I think we were all a little older,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't. It was nice, still nice working. Yes, I enjoyed. I guess I enjoy working. So,
mm-hmm.
but I made nice friends then too. I mean, some that I didn't know, and naturally, but. It was nice then, too. It was a different way, because, like I said, we were older, and it was a different situation, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Good. Were there any other minorities? I mean, women were a minority at one point. Were there any black people, or Mexican, or Puerto Rican?
There were some black people.
How did they get along? How were they treated?
Oh, like us. I mean, they were making the same money as we were, and they had the same job as we had. Mm-hmm. And we got along fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one that worked in my department anyway, we all were friendly, and every time we went out, they were always included.
Yeah.
If they wanted to come,
wanted.
Just mm-hmm. like us, if we wanted to go, you know. Oh, yes, I met some nice people.
How many people were there who were black or Spanish?
Oh, well, Spanish, I mean, in those days, and but there were quite a few blacks.
Yes. Not so many Spanish types.
Well, no, now they would have more in Springfield because I believe the Puerto Rican people have settled there more or less. But they had some, but like since the war, there's more people coming in, you know. Yeah. And in those days, they didn't have that many people. Mm-hmm. But they had a lot of blacks.
But there was no friction.
Not where I worked.
Not where you worked. Everybody worked together.
Yes,
got the job done.
We, like I said, they were doing the same work as we were and getting paid the same way. So we were all working for one reason.
Sure, sure.
It was real nice.
Yeah. Were you in a union when you were there?
No.
Was there a union?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay.
So I go way back.
Yes, you do. do you know of any funny stories about people at the armory? Any practical jokes that were pulled? Or you must, because I see you start to smile. We'll get to you pretty soon.
No. I mean, no. I don't think so. I mean, not that they really stuck in my mind, so I mean, I'm not one to remember jokes or stories or anything too much like that. But we all had a good time.
All had a good time, but you don't remember anything in special. Like
no,
that.
Nothing special that would say, well, gee, that stuck out in my mind, you know. No.
Well, you had stopped working by the time the armory was closed.
Oh,
but
yes.
What were your feelings about the armory closing?
Well, Paul was working there, so, I mean, it really hit home, you know,
really
because,
you.
I mean, like I said, it was a bread and butter, and we had heard rumors about it for years and years that it might close, but we never really, I don't think you really expect it until it does.
That'll never happen until suddenly
Yes, and even if you hear, I don't care if it was the armory or anything that people, where people work, you can hear rumors, but it will never happen. I mean, you know, because we figure, hey, that was a big place.
Right.
And it had been going on for since George Washington.
That's right.
So you didn't expect that to happen. So it really hit home. A lot of people say, oh, well, they were overdue, but I believe those people were the ones that didn't work there, and their husband didn't work there.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it didn't touch them. But when it touches you, you feel it.
Sure. What about the relationships between the people at the armory and the other people who lived in the Springfield area? Did they all get along?
Oh, yes. Yes, we all got along because everyone had someone, even cousin or something in the family somehow that worked in the armory, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Along the way, I mean, or else they knew someone, some friends or something.
Either had a relative or a friend who worked there.
Yeah, well, they always.
Good. There's another former Springfield organization I'm doing some work with, Indian Motorcycle.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, that closed while when we were there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yes.
Did you know any people who worked there?
No. Paul, did you know?
No. I'm doing some work like this for the American Motorcycle Association.
Now that's all changed.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen before?
No.
You should. You wouldn't know the place.
Well, I'll be getting pictures like you have of the old days, and we'll compare those.
Yeah, it's quite a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what really stands out in your memory, Terry, as the highlight of your time at the Armory?
Well, it was my first job. And I met a lot of nice people. Of course, like I said, I met Paul, so
met
that
Paul.
Was that really stands out in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And other nice friends that I still have since I worked in the Army.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, some of the girls I still write to, mm-hmm. and we still visit when we go up there.
Yes.
And after all these years, over 40 years, we still are very friendly. So that quite is an accomplishment.
That's right.
That's friends, because how many people can say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that have friends since they started to work.
Not very many.
No,
you're right.
No.
That's great. So they were good people, and they still are good
people.
Oh,
yes, yes. Very good.
Do you get back to the picnics or parties or anything?
We did once. Oh, a few years back, we went to a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty hard for us to get back and forth, you know, at the time.
Yes.
That special time. But if we can make it, we always try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real nice meeting all the people that we had known and worked with, you know, from way back.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I hope we can do it in the future again, because,
well,
I mean, we really enjoyed it.
I joined the association. I sent Mary Beard some money.
Yeah, we belong there.
Oh, yeah? I won't tell her. I won't tell her. It's okay. And I hope that I'll be able to. Well, I hope I can go this year. Now, I learned about it from Norm Goss out in Mesa, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me her address, and I sent her a check.
I got sent some money.
No, we did send her some. I have the card here.
Yeah, well, if you got it, send her some more. She'd be delighted to have a little more postage money.
Oh, yes, we do send her some for postage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always do.
Good.
Yeah, we got that. We sent it. Remember when we got the paper, you said, oh, my gosh, I got it.
I hope I can meet her in
June.
Oh,
she's
in
lovely.
Very nice.
Very lovely person. She works hard for that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I mean.
In fact, there was a story about her in some magazine that somebody sent me a clipping. Maybe it was the AARP magazine.
Oh, maybe it was AARP.
Yes, I think we saw it in
that. It
was
in
that. Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, she's really.
She does a wonderful job.
She really is a worker.
First. Yeah.
And she, to get everything down and send us those newsletters,
yes,
is very
that must
nice.
Be an amazing job.
Boy, you
there are a lot
you,
of things in it.
You
a
have
lot
to.
Of things.
Yeah.
My big boss, Norm, died. I didn't know it.
Oh.
Well, see.
I had me dead and I didn't know it.
Mistake.
just
so you're not like the fellow in the joke who gets up in the morning and reads the obituary column, and if his name is not there, gets dressed.
Get
yeah, right. Well, you have been very helpful.
Well, I don't know how much help I... Thank you. And I hope I was able to help, but I mean, like I said, it's so long ago. There's
so
a lot of little
yes,
things that have escaped my mind. And,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, we didn't do too much in those days, and yet we were very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I don't think the children would be able to do that and say that they... You know, they.
Well,
they,
you were a pioneer.
Well, not quite that far.
Well, in industry you were.
Yes.
Sure you
okay.
were.
See? So
working
I,
with big machines and.
Yes.
Proving that women had skills that people didn't know about before.
Yes, I don't think I could go back to doing that because thinking of the. How things would work and all that, it's scary now, but then it didn't faze me.
Good.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
But I hope I was able to help you a little bit, but no doubt a few pieces here and there.
Well, part of the reason we're doing these kinds of interviews is so that your memories and her memories and hers all brought together sometime will be a more complete picture than any one person could
possibly have. That's true. That's true.
So you have been a big help with these things.
Well, thank you.
I thank you.
Okay.
Can I get you a